When ninth grader Jackson Boyd chose Arabic as his foreign language elective, he knew he'd be one of the few students to make that choice. Most kids, he says, take Spanish or French, but for him, it's Arabic.
It's just a unique, cool language that, like, most people don't get the opportunity to hear because they don't know very many people across the seas.
Since Jackson and his classmates began Skyping with teacher Bilal Duas in Tangier, Morocco, they've gotten to know him pretty well. Everything from his favorite fruit, it's bananas, to his poetry. Yes, Duas is also a poet. He writes mostly about love in classical Arabic and in Moroccan and Egyptian dialects. That's Duas, who doesn't speak English, reading his poem that translates to, "My heart that loves you." Teacher Tamara Haddad was born in Jordan. She came up with the idea to use Skype while on a study tour of Morocco. She learned about Duas through a friend and reached out to him on his Facebook page about the cross-cultural experiment. She says it's been invaluable for the kids.
They're learning new vocabulary and they know they have to use it, but this provides context, a real-life situation where they're talking to a person who is fluent in the language.
And it's not just Duas. The 12 students in Haddad's class also met 25 of their Moroccan peers via Skype. Fatina Jalambo, a student teacher who is Palestinian, sees benefits beyond just learning a new language. Jalambo, who wears a hijab, says she knows too well the misperceptions people have.
Opening the doors for them and giving them the keys to look and understand the other cultures and accept the other cultures more. Because there is a lot of miscommunication, a lot of misunderstanding of other cultures.
For student Sara Jamaluddin, whose parents are from Bangladesh, the experiment has also broken down barriers within their own school.
Yeah, because, like, some of the students, like, know Arabic better than English and stuff, so, like, the language is helping us, like, connect to them, and we actually learn more about, like, how they lived before and stuff like that.
Next year, the Hurst-Euless Bedford School District will open a new school for 1st through 6th graders that'll offer classes in Arabic, Hindi, and Chinese. Soon, kids could be Skyping with their peers all over the world. Stella Chavez, KERA News.